this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. What if the secret to recovering stronger erection after prostate surgery isn't a pill at all, but a simple device that most men are using it the wrong way? In this video, I'll unpack how a penis pump actually will rehab the penis and what a step-by-step protocol, how it changes everything, and why timing and technique can be the difference between permanent loss or real recovery. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I'm a medical doctor who treated 7,000 men with ED over 25 years. So let's dive into this. A penis pump, or VED, or vacuum erection device, is a key tool in penis rehabilitation after prostatectomy, or removal of the prostate, because it preserves length and penis health or cavernosal health, and also support erection when nerve function is impaired, and also during post-prostate recovery. So why should you use the penis pump after prostate surgery? Well, surgery such as a radical prostatectomy often causes nerve damage plus hypoxia, which is decreased oxygen to the corpora, which is the tissue of the penis, that lead to scar tissue development and also lead to penis shortening. So regular penis pump use increases blood flow with oxygen, and it also will fight against the scar tissue development and also the penile shortening as well. So studies have shown that early vacuum therapy use or penis pump with or without ED medication such as Viagra or Cialis improve ED and reduces penile shrinkage compared to those without using the penis pump. So when should you start and how often? Most protocols start once the catheter is out and the wounds are healing, often around 2 to 4 weeks, of course, when clear by your surgeon. Many rehab guys recommend daily or near daily exercises. I would say between 5 to 7 sessions a week. And we'll dive into the step-by-step protocol, all right? Where can you get the penis pump? You can get the penis pump at ednomore.com or check the link down below this video to get the penis pump so you can start exercising your penis again. Remember, you are only one pump away. Okay, modern man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that opens up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can. Stronger testosterone and better erection. Typical rehab protocol is that you lubricate the base of pump and the cylinder, and you also lubricate the base of the penis and the penis as well. Also shave around the base and gently put the cylinder in and hold it against your pubic bone, often pointing downward, and you want to hold that. And I'll talk about the step-by-step protocol, but the main thing is that do not use a constriction ring. Do not use a penis ring. Do not use the cock ring, because the goal is to bring in more oxygen and stretch the muscle, not to maintain erection for intercourse. This is rehabilitation post-prostate surgery, okay? So when the goal is for penetrative sex, then you can use the penis ring after being rehabbed, after you've been using the penis pump and the protocol for at least 6 weeks, but always get cleared by your surgeon first. So you want to start it when you don't have the catheter in place, okay? When you have an erection inside the pump, you just don't want to over-distend it. Just get it to a natural erection size, not to a point where it hurts. So we're going to go over the step-by-step instruction now on using this daily or 5 to 7 times a week. Again, do not use the penis ring with this. You want to cycle the erection in the tube for a few seconds to minute and then release, okay? So this is the rehab principle here. Again, start when the surgeon clears you, which is when the catheter is out in around about 2 to 4 weeks. The goal is to have an erection that brings in oxygen to the area and stretching the penis. How you start is first, setup and preparation is trim the pubic hair at the base so that way you can get an airtight seal, and that you want to put a warm compress, a face towel, small tape towel, put it under warm water to put a warm compress on penis here. The goal is to promote more blood flow to the area before you use the penis pump. You want to put a warm compress there for maybe like 3 minutes or so. You don't want to burn it. Remember, warm, not burning hot. And then you want to use the penis pump, making sure that you lubricate the base, lubricate the cylinder, and lubricate the penis as well. And then you're gonna start your exercise session. Remember, no ring at all, right? So you want to insert the penis into the cylinder, make sure that the scrotal sac is being pulled out like this. And the key is press the cylinder slightly against the body, downward angle like this. So that way you have a seal and you wanna pump slowly 2 to 3 times. And pause about 5 to 10 seconds to allow the blood to fill. So what it means is that you pump 1, 2, 3, pause, see what's happening, allow the blood to fill, and then pump 2, 3, 4 times, 2, 3 times, and then allow the blood to fill. Don't do it continuously like that. That is gonna hurt. It's gonna be uncomfortable. So just do a 2 to 3 time pump and allow the blood to fill for about 5 to 10 seconds. So you want to repeat this pump, pause to allow you to get a partial or full erection. So that way you have a clear sense of stretching, but no pain. This typically takes about 2 to 3 minutes. Okay, so go slowly, like 2, 3 pumps. And pause for about 5 to 10 seconds. So what happened is that once you feel the shaft is lifted off the bottom of the cylinder or elongated or long, you want to hold the erection in the tube for about 2 minutes or maybe even a minute, about 1 to 2 minutes at this point. You want to hold the erection in there. And then after 2 minutes, you want to press the release button here to drop the vacuum and allow the erection to soften. You want to leave the cylinder still here. You want to repeat the same thing. Pump 2, hold for 5 to 10 seconds, and then release. You want to do this for about 3 to 8 erection per session. The minimum is 3 erection. That's held for about 1 minute to 2 minutes, but the maximum is 8 erection, held for about 2 minutes. So roughly it'll take you about 7 to 10 minutes to do this exercise. The key is do not use the constriction ring or the penis ring at the base. This is exercise. This is start and hold exercise so that way you can get the blood to the penis and stretch the muscle to prevent atrophy. I recommend that you do it at least 3 times a week or 5 times a week and do at least about 10 minutes a day with the cyclic erection that we talk about, with at least cyclic 3 erection to 8 erection. And do not pump to pain. You want to get a good stretch that is acceptable and that you don't want to do this longer than 30 minutes. And if you start to see significant bruising, significant swelling or pain, or even a blood in the urine, definitely see your surgeon for evaluation. Of course, you don't do this without being clear by your surgeon anyway. So this is the penile rehab protocol. I hope this is useful. You need to rewind it again. Go ahead and rewind it and make sure that you clear this with your surgeon as well. But the penis pump is one of the most key rehab tool for post-prostate surgery. And now you know, where can you get the penis pump? You can get the penis pump at ednomore.com or check the link down below this video to get the penis pump so you can start exercising your penis again. Remember, you are only one pump away. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. So if you find this helpful, let me know what you guys think. It'll mean the world to me if you subscribe to the channel and get notification and share it with somebody who you think may be beneficial. If we can help in any way in your post-prostate rehab, click the link below and see how we can work together. Or you can go to renewwithdranne.com. And I want to tell you that there is a protocol for post-prostate surgery rehab, and that I will see you in the next episode, Modern Man.
Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.